Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to New Heights Educational Group podcast. My name is Kaden Behan, your host and a volunteer from New Heights Educational Group. If you want to learn more about New Heights Educational Group, please feel free to visit us at www.newheightseducation.org, email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or reach us at our phone number 419-786-0247. Here with me is founder and director of New Heights Educational Group, Pamela Clark. How are you today, Pamela?
Fine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Today we have a good topic. It's how to prepare for and choose college and all the services that you'll need to make that decision. So, Pamela, would you like to introduce the subject?
Sure. We're going to discuss choosing a college, scholarships, and other helps. Came across a website just recently. It was called guidetoonlineschools.com, and that's guide, G-U-I-D-E, to T-O, online, O-N-L-I-N-E, and then schools, S-C-H-O-O-L-S.com, and it had a wealth of information along with a list of colleges and kind of what they offer. So I'd suggest that website first and foremost. And then, of course, we offer that information too, so you can always contact us if you need help and don't have time to search it out yourself. The information I'm about to share came from Northwest State Community College, and it's one of our local colleges in Defiance area. And they wanted me to share that if a child has a 3.25 GPA, they are eligible for the Dean Scholarship, where they would get half off of the tuition. And if they have a minimum of 3.0 grade point average and they maintain that, or if they have a 3.25 grade point average and have a 23 on their ACT, they are eligible for a full Presidential Scholarship. And then that's, you know, 4 semesters, 10 hours work done per semester. That's one of the requirements. And they are offering classes at the Defiance Regional Medical Center and online now. So that was supplied about a year ago, but it's still good, and it's a good thing to know if you live in Defiance area.
Mm-hmm. And now we just want to talk about a little bit some things also having to do with preparing for college. And what we're going to talk about now is the CLEP exams, or the College Level Examination Program. Test website and info are online at our website, but you can also Google search it if you want. After homeschooling for 11 years, the founder of the CLEP test recently put together a website that contains free lesson plans for earning college credits using CLEP examination program. Again, all the plans on which site is this actually? This is on New Heights site or the CLEP examination?
Well, we have info on our site, but the CLEP site, that's where that information was taken from. It's like CLEP. collegeboard.org is their actual website. So CLEP and then collegeboard.org, and they can get all kinds of information from that.
Okay. And again, all the plans on the site are free, and I just want to share this information with the homeschool community, because these college level examination program tests offer opportunities to receive credits for certain subject areas. I know that recently when looking at opportunities for going to my college that I want to choose eventually when I choose the college that I'm going to, in order to perhaps not take some of the classes that my requirements that I would normally have to take in college, I could test out and use one of the college level examination program tests instead. And it's also, I know Pamela has recommended it to me as well, because it can be a cheaper option than taking the test, than taking the class.
Oh, yeah.
That's also something to consider as well. You get essentially cheaper credits by testing. Most schools do take the CLEP test. Over 2,900 do accept it. I know I recently checked to see if my school's accepted, and that all of them do. So it's a pretty common thing, and it's worth looking into if you're interested, or if anyone's interested in getting credit for different subjects. So,
yeah.
Another thing that we want to talk about, should there be a focus on achieving a high school diploma before you head to college, or what about facing college recruiters? These concerns drive some parents to plan hours on the necessary coursework that would hopefully lead to a diploma. Others choose educational paths that attempt to satisfy the nagging doubts about future college entrance. The CLEP, again, solves both these concerns for Pamela's family in particular by allowing them to chart an independent course that will ultimately show college recruiters that Pamela's students are ready for the next step. So Pamela's going to talk a little bit more in detail about what CLEP is more specifically and the specific tests and courses they offer.
Sure. I went to the site just now to just look and see how much their test was, because I didn't remember it off the top of my head. I'm not seeing the price, but I'm thinking it's about, I want to say $65. I could be wrong, but I'm not seeing the price right off. But it says that 33 CLEP exams are offered and that they are administered at over 1,700 college test centers and on military bases. CLEP exams cover materials taught and courses that most students take as requirements in the first 2 years of college. And I know that they have a complete list on their site. I'm not going to go into all that right now, but I know that psychology is one of them, biology, just because of students within New Heights taking certain courses. I'm trying to think what else. There's some other math courses that can be taken, which, you know, a lot of kids don't like to take the math in college, so it's definitely something to look at. They also have some English courses, I know. So let's talk more about what is CLEP. CLEP is the college level examination program and is also known by terms such as testing out or credit by examination. It's not just for homeschoolers. Charter school and public school kids can do it too. You simply put, you can use an independent study to prepare for a specific college course and then go to a local college to take the computerized multiple choice exam. Now, we have certified teachers that have given these exams in the past, so they haven't always had to go to the college. If you pass, you are issued the credits as if you had taken the class at the college, you know, yourself. And then CLEP exams can be used to accumulate dual credits, showing credits that will count toward high school requirements and at the same time count towards a college degree, shorten the years of study required to attain a college degree. And since you are starting in the teen years, you save money in earning a college degree, as CLEP exams as much cheaper than registering for a college class on campus. Show any brick and mortar college that your child is capable of performing at a college level, and you'll have the credits to prove it. Avoid basic skills classes when entering college by CLEPing college math and freshman English. Give you the chance to delve into the subject being studied while moving at a comfortable pace for optimum learning, sharpening your child's independent study skills. which are a must in the college environment. Continue to share your worldview with your child when studying controversial topics contained in the many social science classes. Tackle tough subject once and then get the credit first time around. Why do high school biology and then retake it again for college credit? You know, why do that? And another thing what I was going to say was it's sort of like the post-secondary enrollment, which if you're in a public or a charter school and not homeschooled, you can use, you know, state funds to go to college for free, in a sense, as long as you pass your classes. You don't have to, you know, pay for it. And they usually allow one or two classes per semester to be taken in high school, and that's completely covered. But regular homeschoolers, unless they're what's called like an 08 school, which is really hard to get, you are not allowed to participate in the post-secondary. So this is the next closest option to that, and not just for homeschoolers, but for anybody. And so you might be thinking, well, where do I start? A normal college course includes classroom instruction, followed by testing and then granting of credits. Through free lessons on their site and at mcquacks2.tripod.com, CLEP, or it's like, then there's like a backslash CLE, or CLEP lesson, sorry, CLEP, and then lesson plans. You can, you'll be able to use your child's independent study skills. You're placing the instructional phase of the college class process with the appropriate books and videos we've studied as study skills. That your child will prepare for the exam, and the College Board will issue them credits for passing the test. These credits can be banked with the College Board and then transferred to the college of your choice in the future. So, as I mentioned before about, you know, a lot of colleges in the United States are accepting these. One reference I had already said was on their site, and they said 1,700. There's 1,700 test centers, but there are 2,900 schools that actually accept the CLEP credits. And the exams take about 90 minutes are in a multiple-choice format. There are other widely accepted credit by examination programs as well, such as DANTES. It's important to check with the colleges on your wish list to see how many credits they allow to be transferred in from any other testing source. And something else I always tell people is make sure that if you decide you don't like the college, it's always good up front to say, not only can I transfer in credits and how many, but do you transfer credits to other school or other colleges in case you want to switch? Because if they don't, then that can cause problems later. That would not be good. The colleges we have listed are very credit by examination friendly. Some even allow you to test out of your entire four-year degree, which wouldn't that be nice? Remember, too, that colleges that have enrollment requirements such as SAT scores and basic skills tests often waive them when the students have already accumulated college credits. And for more information about that, you can go to collegeboard.com and look for their student testing area. And then for children that are ready to graduate high school that are looking for information on scholarships that are available, you can check out that site, and then we offer a wealth of information too, which I'll speak about in a little bit. But these are free to use, and all scholarships are for real. And Caden, you wanted to discuss the Ohio State Higher Education Agencies, right?
So, Ohio State Higher Education Agencies offer a lot of information on state education programs, colleges, and universities, and student aid assistance programs, grants, scholarships, continuing education programs, career opportunities, and some guarantee agencies. For updated information, or if you just want to check it out, the information that they have for specifically Ohio and the resources that you can find, you can search the U.S. Department of Education database at www.studentaid.gov. And the laws relating to this, you can go when looking for college, you can go to www.goingtocollege.org/docs/lawchart.pdf, and it'll give you all the information you need to make sure that you, you know, are prepared for going on to further education. We also offer information on mapping your future, information on financial strategies, especially important when considering higher education as costs continue to rise, career options, and college planning. We have an extensive list of scholarships and colleges in our online databases. You can hire us to help you find both. However, it is important to note that scholarships are difficult to earn a lot of the time. Students sometimes do not want to spend the time filling out scholarships, especially when they know when they don't win sometimes, and it's easy to get burned out. And I know from experience, scouring the web, trying to find different scholarships, writing essays, and then a lot of them don't even let you know when you don't win. You know, so it can be difficult, but it is definitely still worth your time, because even if you can get one out of ten, maybe a couple $100s, it's still free money, and it's probably more money than what I try to look at is it's probably more money than I would have ever made writing an essay for school, and I do it all the time. Right. So, you know, if you're going to write an essay, it's definitely for a good cause to do it for your own financial well-being if you could possibly win a scholarship. So it's important, and it's important also with that, to be patient when doing this process. And we are also patient and willing to help these students with their essays, which, by the way, can save each essay as a strategy, and sometimes reuse them because a lot of scholarships will sometimes have similar questions, such as similar to when you apply to college. A lot of colleges have similar theme questions, such as what was your greatest challenge that you overcame? What is something that makes you a strong candidate for the scholarship? So there's a lot of questions that are relatively the same. So we offer ways in which to help students strategize their scholarship search so that way they don't get burned out as easily. And Pamela has more information on the
That raises a good point, the essay part of it, because New Heights, we have a lot of volunteers, and I know a young girl that's graduating this year that's part of our organization. She's a student. She's a very good writer, but she's not very good at proofreading her own works and not real good on the punctuation part of it, and that's a very common thing. So we offer many different proofreaders. We don't help them, you know, we don't help them cheat or anything on their essay, but we do offer a proofreader that works with them and shows them, you know, like a breakdown, like he'll look over their essay and he'll give them all kinds of tips and then help them build the perfect essay. And that's really been helpful, and we're very fortunate to have him helping. And then we talked a little bit about our online databases for about, well, I want to say 3 years now. We have been storing and collecting and building a massive online database of scholarships from around the United States. And I don't even know how many scholarships we have, but we have them for every state, and it's massive. I'm not exaggerating. It takes time, of course, to go through that, and we do charge a fee, but at least they're all on one site. And if somebody calls in, we have them categorized by, you know, the topics from, geez, archaeology to teaching to everything you can imagine. If their family's in the military, not military, if they're women, if they're Indian, if they're African-American, and so on. We have scholarships for absolutely anything. We do charge a fee for that of $25 an hour to help them, but really 2 to 4 hours, you're going to get a huge list of scholarships. Again, we don't guarantee the scholarships because it's very hard to get one and you have competition. So we always tell people, look in your local community. I know here in town in Defiance, the Kohl's department store offers a $10,000 scholarship for someone in their local community, a student who that they could earn. So that's very important. And you should check for those sorts of things because you'll have more of a chance, I would think, getting something from your local community than sometimes applying online and online and online, you know. So because then you're talking a lot less people maybe graduating than all the people in the U.S. applying or all the people in your state that are graduating applying. So it's really important to kind of think outside the box when you're looking for scholarships. Look at your, well, if you're in public school, you know, obviously go to your guidance counselor. If you're in charter school, they also offer guidance counselors. So homeschoolers, I guess I'm the guidance counselor, so that's why people come to us for that. We also offer a list of sites that you can purchase all your graduation needs from reputable and affordable companies. We have been using these for a couple years now, never had any problems, and that's for homeschool, charter school families. We help with every step of planning and fundraising, which the fundraising part of it, we start planning, you know, well, people can choose to start even before they reach high school to start fundraising for their child's future with us, and we do many activities to do that. And always are open to new ideas. We even provide a very tasteful graduation ceremony for charter school and homeschool families with speakers if wanted. And we do not sign the diplomas, but we provide the ceremony and, you know, a place to have it. And sometimes there is a charge for the place, but we do get grants. We got a grant actually about a week ago, week and a half ago from Walmart, and it was for $250 for the graduation part, and then we got $250 more also for a recognition day. But we got $500 in all. But that will go towards the graduation ceremony, and which can purchase, you know, the diplomas to special award stuff. They're part of the Honor Society. There's packages you buy with that. And if decorations for the graduation ceremony, not for private parties, of course, but we do provide help with that also. So we offer a lot of resources for families that really want something special.
Mm-hmm. And this, just a last note on the scholarships. From my experience with looking for schools, it's important to search also on the college that you're interested in, their website. Search merit scholarships, especially if you think that your family may not qualify for financial aid, because a lot of the times it'll list the criteria to qualify for these scholarships. And so the earlier that you can see what the qualifications are, the better situated you are to achieve those qualifications and to not also accidentally apply to schools that don't have any merit aid should you not receive financial aid. Because it's always good to have an option to receive money, obviously, rather than to not. And also, as far as transferring credits, I know families said to be careful that some schools aren't as lenient. What I've done where I can find the information, and a lot of times navigating college websites are not always the easiest. You know, a lot of times you get the information that they want you to see, but you can't really find the information you want to know. But what I've found that in a lot of their course catalogs or their handbooks of the college, usually it's a PDF format, you can find all the rules and regulations, the requirements for each major, their policy on transferring credits, their policy on living off and on campus. You'll find everything that you need to know and things that you thought you would never think of and would not be wanting to find out later. For example, let's say you go to a college and you want to live off campus, but you have to petition to live off campus and they won't allow you, and it's not guaranteed necessarily that you can. So there's a lot of different things that I realized going through this whole process that you just don't know until you get there, until you get at the point where it's so close that you have to start thinking about all these different things that you never knew about, especially if you're, you know, the first child going to college or an only child, and you haven't had someone before you to kind of help with these experiences. So it's always good, you know, computer savvy and scour the websites of the colleges that you want to apply, because the information can sometimes be hard to find, but you can find it. And also, one last thing, don't be afraid at all ever to contact the schools that you like, contact their career services, contact their health department, get all the information that you can, be nosy, and make them know your name. And it's definitely helped me a lot with my college process and having people already at the colleges that I've been accepted to that know who I am and know what I'm interested in. So it never hurts you to do something like that.
That's right.
So that's
great
my
tips.
Yeah. So, you know, and I want to share because I know it was hard for me because, like I said, it's hard to find what you're looking for if you don't know what you're looking for.
Right.
So that's just what I wanted to share.
I had went on that CLEP site and I had opened up their exams because I was curious. I couldn't remember, you know, all the different exams. They said they had 33 exams, and just to list a few, I think some of these are pretty impressive that they offer some of this. They offer foreign language, which I didn't remember that. They offer French, German, Spanish. They offer American literature, analyzing and interpreting literature, college comp, modular, English literature, humanities. They offer history and social sciences. They offer American government history of the United States, early colonization to 1877. They offer the history of the United States to 1865 to the present, human growth and development, introduction to educational psychology, and principles of macroeconomics. And they offer psychology, like I'd mentioned before, sociology. And then social sciences, they offer Western Civilizations 1 and 2, biology, calculus, chemistry, college algebra, college mathematics, natural science, pre-calc, and business classes. They offer financial accounting, information systems and computer applications, introductory business law, principles of management, and principles of marketing. I think that is wonderful that CLEP offers so many classes that people could take and earn credits for. It's just amazing. I still can't find the price. They used to have the price of the tests online, and I know I have it somewhere, but let me see. It says find study materials. I'd like to really have the real cost of the test. I know a lot of people want to know that. I know it's right around $100. I do know that. So it's still, compared to how much you spend for one class at college, in some states it's from, $380-ish to $450.
It's more expensive to take these classes at. So we really hope that this information has helped our audience. And, again, we encourage our audience to call in anytime. We love having guests on the show and callers in, so definitely don't be shy. We would love to have a conversation with you and to see your experience with whatever topic we're talking about for any specific radio show. So guests are more than welcome. Next week we'll be on April 13th, and we'll have a special guest, Keith Torbett, Chief of Police from. Butcher this, but it's Wauseon, Ohio.
Yep, Wauseon, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. So we hope to see you there.
Yep, thank you.
I am strong when I am on your shoulder. You raise me up to more than I can. You raise